Time to have a chat to Troy Courses. Morning, Troy.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Very well. Did you do any equestrian as a kid growing up?
No, I wasn't. I rode a few of Bart's ponies, but that was probably about it.
Well, they're pretty special anyway. You got a few nice horses heading to Crawford. Umgawa, I remember talking to you early in this two-year-old's career, and you gave him a really good rap, and he certainly delivered last week at Geelong on the quick backup. Obviously done well.
Yeah, he was terrific. It just looked such a good race for him as well. And, with a week off next week, it would sort of tied in. We sort of forced our hand to run, but the prize money's too good not to have a bit of a crack at.
1,400 metres, drawn a little sticky. Where do you want him to be in the run?
Yeah, would have much preferred that he drew well. He is a horse that Dino covered a bit of ground on last start, but he was trying to teach him to just get back, relax, and then finish off. So we'll do the same again. We'll go back with him. I think that's the way he races nicely. And we'll see if he's got what he takes at this stage to match it with these sorts of horses.
Any concern on a wet track?
No, I think he doesn't mind it at all. So that is one box that he should tick.
Gee, you've got the astrologist absolutely flying at the moment. He might be looking for that long Flemington straight on Saturday, but he's going well.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? So it's the first time back this way, around a corner for a long time. And it's just a bit of a question mark. I do think he is best down the straight. I think he loves it down there. Lots of zoo stars do. But it'll be good to see where he's at going down there. So he's in a great frame of mind at the moment. And he's jumping out of his skin.
It's a good race, the Bletchley. It's a Group 3. So he's taking on some nice opposition. You've drawn a good gate. He rolls to the front down the straight. What would you like to see happen on Saturday?
We won't be changing his pattern too much. They'll probably go a little bit harder, won't they, in this? Mm. But he'll be forward somewhere. He doesn't have to lead if he doesn't have to, but he'll be definitely forward, mate.
All right, there's a bit of confidence there. Good to see Damien Thornton get a good chance there as well. And looking forward to the return of Zoo Dancer. She showed so much last time in that she started one of the favourites in the Australian Guineas. How's she spelled and come back?
Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, if she'd drawn a gate, I'd be giving you a massive push for her because she's really well. Her trials have been excellent. And it just looked a fantastic race for her coming into it with the claim. All we needed was the barrier, and we didn't get it.
Mm. What's the plan now?
I'd still say we're going to run. We might just have to go back on her. We haven't made a plan yet, but I'll make sure that I let everybody know when we do. Just depends on the weather as well. I think if it got any worse than it is now, we'd probably leave her at home. If it dries out that little bit and we get into a 7 or a 6, I'd say we'll probably turn her around.
She made such improvement going from the Dunkeld maiden to one of the favourites in a Group 1. What are your sights set on in the spring?
Look, you'd love to get her to a race like the Maya. What's it called now?
The Empire Rose?
Yeah, the Empire Rose, yeah. That's it. So a race like that would be something that we'd love to target. Should be right up her alley.
Best on Saturday?
Oh, look, had Sue Dancer drawn a gate, I'd be saying her, but I'll probably lean towards the astrologist.
All right. Good luck, Troy.
Thanks, Michael.
Troy Courses joining us.